We are in a new Siman, Siman Kuf Mem, on page 44. On page 44. The Machaber says as follows. HaKorah B'Torah, someone got an aliyah. V'nishtatek, and he fainted. So HaOmed Yatkel M'makom Shehitchel Arishon. So now the guy who gets, we're going to get some besides tending to the person. But the question is, now the next guy, Shimon, right, Reuven fainted. So Shimon was now getting the Leah. So what does he do? In other words, there's a few questions. First of all, we learned before that everyone who gets an Leah, you make a bracha before the Leah and after the Leah. Okay, so for this Leah, somebody made a bracha, but he couldn't continue, right? We're not, again, we'll see later. We're talking about, not that somebody's laning, we're talking about somebody got an aliyah. So the question is, what do we do with the first bracha? Do we say no? Second of all, so we get somebody else to take the aliyah, eventually when we start. So now Shimon, A, does he make a new bracha, Asher Baruch Amanu, or would he rely upon the old bracha? Come on, where does he start the aliyah from? Right? Where does he start the aliyah from? Let's use an example. He's getting the tochacha. Right? And we're one or two psukim away from finishing. And just because the weight of the reality of realizing, it's brought down in a place that you should think about and reflect upon. If you get an aliyah, there's something in the aliyah that's pertinent to you. Right? It's obviously for some reason. So this guy just couldn't handle it. So now, where do we start the next guy's aliyah? Let's say it's three psukim, right? Every aliyah has to have at least three psukim. Okay, so, but the question is, do we just start three psukim from the end, or do we have to go all the way back? So the Machaber says, Yachal v'makom sheyitchel arishon, we have to go all the way back. V'yivark b'tchilo u'sof, and the second guy, Shimon, makes a bracha at the beginning and at the end. In other words, he has to make a new asher bracha banu.
What if he was the Kohen?
No, we'd have to find another Kohen. Or we call somebody, right.
So you basically pretend that the first guy never happened.
Well, we don't want to pretend that he never happened, but that we never want to say about anybody. But we have to start over again. The Mishmur says, because each Ola gets his own brachos. So now, if Shimon, when he takes over, so if we, let's say, tell him just make the second bracha, so then he will go out without a first bracha. So that will not, we don't allow that. Now the Mishnah Berurah says in the name of the Achronim that when the second guy makes the bracha, repeats the bracha, Asher Baruch Rabbanu, he does not say Baruch Hu. He does not say Baruch Hu, Asher Shem Baruch. He doesn't say Baruch Hu, because the problem here is the brachas, not the Baruch Hu. The Baruch Hu was already made. The problem is you need a bracha before and a bracha after. So we don't have a bracha. So it'd be a very interesting case. So this would be a case where an Ola would make the brachas without the Baruch Hu. Just makes the brachas. Machaber continues, page 45. The Rambam holds not that way. And the Rambam holds he doesn't make the first bracha, because the Rambam holds, obviously, that we rely upon the first person's bracha. The Mishnah Berurah says the opinion of the Achronim is not that way. We all like the first opinion. And therefore, I don't know what Sfarim do, but again, Chas V'Shalom, this would happen. The guy would have to make the first brachas. I don't know, let's say take this on a Monday and Thursday, I could picture a case like this, right? You know, a guy didn't listen to me and he didn't turn off his cell phone, and all of a sudden his wife's, in her ninth month, then his cell phone goes off or his pager looks up and he sees, he gets a text message, I'm in labor, come home right away. In the middle of the Leah, and careens out of there with his towels and film, right? So, well, what happened, right? So, I don't know, we'll find out, but the problem is, what do we do now? So the answer is, we have to start the Monday and Thursday is usually not such a big problem. We have to start the Aliyah all over again, including the brachas. The Rama says, that even now, when we have somebody laning, right? Somebody reads the Torah for some people. So people are, quote unquote, just getting aliyahs, right? Their brachas are just going on what the person is reading for me. So you might say, well, okay, so then, you know, the guy made the brachas already, he's not really reading, so the Rama says, we don't care. Because, the Mishnah Berurah explains, that the whole idea is the Baal Koreh is reading, it's like that the guy who's getting the aliyah is reading. That's the way it's considered. Okay, let's just read base very quickly. We'll see more about base tomorrow. Ha'omed le'kras b'Torah ve'erach bracha shalaf ha'neha. Now, another case, similar but a little different. And that is somebody's gotten aliyah, and they read, he made the bracha, ve'kar mitzas p'sukim, and he got his aliyah, right? He got his aliyah. They're laning some of the aliyah, and the diber divrei Torah, and all of a sudden in the middle of his aliyah, he says the divrei Torah. Maybe it's to the gabbai, right? Right? Yeah. It hasn't happened here, but I'm sure it's happened. You know, when a person gets up there, so they take the podium and they think they're Rabbi Wine, right? You know, like who knows what? Or oh, divrei chol, or certainly if he spoke mundane things, right? Leans over, did the Lakers win last night, right? In the middle of the year.
Certainly it's happened.
It'd be worse if I'm sure that's happened. So the Machaber says it's not a hefsek. It's not an interruption. Now again, we don't give this guy Matir Yona, but the Baal Koreh is less of a problem. But the Machaber says that it's not a problem. It's not a problem. Again, it's not the greatest. But he would not have to make a bracha before or after. Now, Meretz Hashem B'Lidah, tomorrow we'll see what this implies in all cases. In other words, we learned before, as I mentioned, alluded to a few seconds ago, that the minimum aliyah is 3 psukim. So is there a difference between, let's say, they read 3 psukim, right? So if they read 3 psukim, so he already got, quote-unquote, a legitimate aliyah. You know, maybe that's not, you know, his aliyah's not finished yet, but, you know, at least he got enough to be an aliyah. Or, let's say, he made his brachas and right away leaned over to the Baal Koreh. Baal Koreh saying, amen, and he says, who won last night? Right? So then there was no laning for the bracha to go on. You understand what I'm saying? So is that a worse case? Well, we'll have to see tomorrow. Okay. Now, obvious. Okay. Well, I won't tell you what obviously it leads into. That will be Gimel. But we'll have to see that later. Okay?